And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Offboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. Pete Gray is enjoying his Alaskan adventure, and Corey's out on the East Coast catching some stripers, so you just got us. It's Rick and Doug today. Going to be a very fun show. We got Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Our tackle guru is in the house. We're going to be talking fishing local, offshore, inshore, and everything in between. Today is going to be a very, very fun one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fam. And, well, let's face it, it's the middle of August, and everybody knows in San Diego that is the hottest time for fishing. From now through the end of October, we have got probably our best prospects, although this year that's a little bit hard to say since we started out, in April catching bluefin tuna, and then we had that yellowtail that showed up at the Coronado Islands, 250 to as many as 300 yellowtail per boat. So, we started this season with a bang. And now, we've got everything under the sun. We've got the yellowfin have shown up, biting in limit style fishing. We've got, the big bluefin out behind San Clemente Island. We've got, the mid-sized tuna, the bluefin, the Dorado have started to show up. We've got water temperatures now in that 69 to 73 range. So I just can't imagine that we've got, anything but good fishing coming from now through the end of the season. So we've got, everybody knows, from the opening there, we've got Pete Gray playing a few thousand miles north of us. We've got Corey playing a few thousand miles to the east of us. So it's the Doug and Rick show this morning. We're just going to talk fishing and have a great time.
And I was playing in the parking lot while you brought the show back on here.
They said, we got 15 seconds. I said, okay, let her rip.
We joked this morning about with Brian, that, of all the shows that get done, all of them are super fun, and this job was just made for what I do. Like, my job every Saturday and Sunday is to BS about fishing. And I was telling Brian, like, if there's not a more fun and easy show, and for sure one of my very top favorites is when Doug's on, because our job every day of the week is to BS together about fishing, and that's what we do, whether it be between you and I or with you and our buds, and that's just what we do. And I had to, there's some paperwork for the show that I'd left in the car. I'm like, we got 3 minutes to make it. Like, I should be able to make it in time. And then Brian's like, well, I can put extra commercials on the line. And then we're like, wait, it's Doug. What do we care? Like, he can do this, no problem. Sure enough, I get back in the building, and there's Doug doing the radio show.
Oh, I didn't think it was going to actually happen. But, there's just, what I kind of opened with is, it's the middle of August in San Diego, so everybody knows this is the time that we just get to have our most fun.
Yeah.
But this year's been so different. We've been catching good fish since April 1st. We had the bluefin show up. They were those nice 50 to 90 pounders. We had yellowtail at the Coronados that I don't know if I ever remember numbers that big. I mean, a full day trip on the Liberty catching 294.
Trip after trip after trip,
yes,
after trip.
Just insane, good yellowtail fishing, like just fun fishing. And then the big bluefin have been around, and it's not big bluefin. I mean, we're talking, it's not uncommon anymore for there to be a 300-pounder caught. And, the cows out there behind San Clemente Island, it's not an easy thing to go do, but if you want to put the effort in and go, you're gonna connect, at least some of your trips, you are going to connect. And these are fish of a lifetime. These are what guys, go down on a long-range trip looking for a 200-pound tuna. We can do that in our small boats on a one- or a two-day trip. It's just uncanny how great things have been this last few years.
Neil and I were fishing in our boat yesterday out there in that big fish zone, and we were saying the same thing, like just how crazy it is when you take a step back and think about it. And my boat partner, Neil, is also my buddy who I do most all my long-range trips with. He and I have been fishing long-range together for years, and we shook our head that the last several years, the fish that you hope to catch at Clarion or the Hurricane Bank, we're doing this in a 25-foot Parker. you take your step out of this, cycle that we've been in for the last 5 years and talk about, we're going to be trip after trip targeting cows,
yes,
on our skiff, on a center console, with a single outboard. We're going to fish cows. And that, or jumping on the Liberty and having a shot at those, or jumping on the Pacific Queen.
Yes.
And, in the back of your mind expecting to see one of those things. It just it has been a wild year, and you're right. This is it's just the peak. The middle of August is just my favorite time of year. And all of those things, all of that fish is at play right now.
It is. And I mean, I think back to how many, not years, decades, did I go albacore fishing and a 40-pound bluefin made, like, the jackpot, and it was hanging on the scale back at the landing, and then it was on the front page of Western Outdoor News.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're just like, you know, now a 40-pound bluefin is still a nice fish, but it's just a schoolie. I mean, you know, that's a small one. You know, God, it wasted one of our baits, you know.
Neil said something that, like, again, we joked about, like, when I was on our trip a couple weeks ago down at Cedros, and I talked to him, like, oh, yeah, how was the fishing we got back? He said something that, like, we both stopped and shook our head about. How was it? Oh, we had an okay trip. We had three, but we didn't get any big ones. I mean, don't get me wrong. They were all over 100, but we didn't have any big ones, you know? Like, when boats around you are catching 300-pounders and you kind of scoffed at the fact you had three fish that were all around 100 pounds, like, that was good, but we didn't have any big ones. That's how you know we're into something special.
No, and I mean, you know, you think back to the days where you had some big eye tuna around in the 80s and 90s, and a 100-pounder was the mark.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, now the mark is 300.
Yeah.
You know, it was 200, but the guys that are super serious, you know, they want to get that bucket list fish, and it's a 300-pounder. And so then your mind extrapolates out, you know, well, how many 400-pounders probably have been in our local waters? You know, there hasn't been one caught yet, but there have been fish caught that are closer to 400 than they are to 300.
Yes, exactly. exactly. And, you know, a lot of that really big fish last year got caught towards the latter part of the season, which we're just, you know, this is prime. You know,
we were
catching our big ones into November last year.
Yep.
Like, this is exciting times coming. And what's really cool, too, is the influx of all of the yellowfin tuna and Dorado and yellowtail on kelps. And don't get me wrong, that big fish is awesome, and it steals the show, and it fills the Instagram pages and things like that. But is there anything more fun than jumping on a full-day trip or taking your own boat out and trolling, jig striking, bait stops, casting poppers?
Exactly.
And this tuna is such a great size right now. They're not dinky ones. You know, are they all 50 pounders? No, but they're nice, very
catchable.
They got
a little chunk to them.
Yes,
yep.
Exactly. You got to work for them.
You do. And I mean, how many people have been kind of just waiting, you know, just wishing that can't participate in the bluefin? God, I just wish that I could go catch some fish.
Yes.
And that yellowtail thing was that for a little while.
Yep.
I mean, everybody that had a boat, you know, or jumping on the full day trips and even the overnight trips, and even for a little while the long range boats were there, and everybody was catching. It was, you know, good living there at the Coronados, and that's what we've got literally right in our backyard now. I mean, that fish is, you know, less than 40 miles, and even at times, you know, 10, 15 miles.
Yeah,
totally. I mean, so this is what we wait for. And then kind of the beauty of the phase that we're in, the last 4 or 5, 6 years, whatever it is now, we know Labor Day is going to come, and we're still going to be in the heat of the best part of the season. That's not like, okay, water's cooling off, the fish are going to leave. Those bluefin don't really care if it's 62 degrees. They live in that, you know, all the time.
Totally.
And like you say, we had fish into December last year. Our sport boats were legitimately running overnight trips catching fish into December last year.
And some of the best parts of the year were still in front of us.
Yep.
And I really think they are. You made a great point. In years past, Labor Day kind of meant like, all right, well, you know, maybe I'll sneak one more in there, or it's really winding down. And if this cycle that we're in has shown us anything, these seasons have legs, and they go, and that's what makes it so fun. And you know, it's when most of our memorable trips happen, because you get that mix of, you know, the loads are usually a little bit lighter.
Yep.
Some of the kids go back to school.
The weather's gorgeous.
So nice. Oh man, yeah, we got some fun in front of us.
I mean, I think we all have always known September is probably the best month to fish, but you know, like you say, it can start coming to a close in September, and that's like what August used to be. That's like the middle of the season, the hottest,
right?
You know, and people don't put their gear away anymore. That, you know, the kids went back to school, well, the season's over, and psychologically, people put the gear away. People are in full swing, and in through the end of October, and then, you know, it used to be so easy to put on Tackle Day, which is always the first Saturday in November, because it was real slow and there were a lot of parking places out there. You know, you could set up the booths and, you know, long-range guys could park down there, you know, in the back row or in front of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Now it's like, oh, my God, the lot's full and we're 2 weeks away.
One of the very fun behind-the-scenes, one of my favorite parts of Tackle Days is seminars. You know, we put on or we host, you know, a lot of different seminars throughout the day. That's one of the cool draws of all of these great captains and professionals that do a multitude of different seminars. And if you haven't been to Tackle Days, it's a lot of seminars going on at the same time, and we have a cool schedule, and hey, maybe I want to go see Steve Carson talk about jig fishing, or I want to see, you know, this captain of this boat talking about bluefin fishing.
Right.
But one of the behind the scenes things that's always that never was a challenge is a lot of our seminars happen on the backs of the different boats, the Searcher and the Pegasus, and you know, a lot of different boats we'll do the seminars on. A couple of years ago started creating the new problem of like, man, this is November. Like, everybody's still running November.
It's a Saturday.
We don't have a boat
in the middle of the season.
We don't have a boat to do a seminar, and it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, you talked about the craziness of fishing and the craziness of gear. That has equally transpired to the craziness inside a Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, man.
Oh, my gosh.
What a season this has been, and how much fun Fisherman's Landing Tackle is. It's just an electric feel, and this year certainly exemplifies it.
It is. I mean, we have got the fishiest, greatest crew that we've ever had.
No doubt.
There's 15 of us that are all crazed maniac fishermen, and with the fishing that the way it's been, and all these new techniques, the, you know, obviously the poppers and the Colt snipers, and, you know, now the jerk baits and stick baits and all these, you know, everybody, whenever something new comes in, you know, it's like a little beehive. Everybody runs over to the box to see what we get, you know. And I mean, yesterday we had several hundred fresh flying fish come in. I don't think I would ever in my wildest dreams have ever imagined that we would have to take up huge freezer space to store all these flying fish. And I mean, I can only imagine last night how many, you know, of those things went flying out the door, because it's Saturday and that's what they're biting on, you know. And
those flying fish were swimming
20
hours before they were in there. Yeah,
hours ago. You know?
Crazy. It's been so much fun, and man, we've just got so much stuff to cover, and there's been so much cool stuff that has happened in the tackle world this year. Exciting new stuff. You know, the Shimano Speedmaster is out.
Yep.
This is going to be a great show, because there's so much fun tackle stuff for us to cover today.
Well, there is, and you know, talking about that Speedmaster, I mean, it's not like Shimano to for very long have any kind of a hole in their, you know, offerings.
Right.
And that's the thing they've always had, whether it's spinning reels or bait casting reels or conventional reels. You have every price point, every collection of features that are current, you know, whether it be gear ratios or, you know, configurations like that. And there always had been kind of this little hole for the last few years of that super mid-priced, affordable reel that is a high-quality lever drag two-speed. Most reels now that people fish with are lever drag two-speeds,
yeah.
You know, even down to the lighter line, which you don't really need it for, but, you know, the smaller reels, you can put a 40-pound little piece of fluorocarbon or a 50-pound, and so they came out, currently they've got the 12 size and the 16 size. They're going to be adding in the other sizes to match the Talikas as time goes on, so that's going to be a great line of reels. And you know, we ordered what seemed like, you know, oh, my God, are we blown up by ordering
crazy
this many?
Yeah.
And they come in, you know, in little batches of 10 and 15, and then they just fly out
the
door. Because it's such a good reel and such a good configuration. And, I mean, for $250 to be able to, you know, buy that caliber of reel, it's almost unheard of, really.
And that's a size that's so appropriate for what has happened this
right?
year. There's so much of that bluefin in the 40 to 100 pound range.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's a reel that you kind of need a two-speed for. I mean, can it be caught with a single-speed star drag? Sure, but it's...
There's no reason to.
You're getting to the point where that fish is so big that you're putting yourself at a true disadvantage by not having it.
Right, and you know, Guadalupe, that's the size reel. You know, most people are probably going to take their Talikas, but I mean, if you went down there with a Speedmaster 12 and filled it up with 80-pound Quattro and, you know, a short little top shot of 50-pound test and, you know, whatever your appropriate size hook is for the bait at the time, I mean, you can catch those 40, 50, 60 pounders they're catching right now, no problem. And for $250, you know.
Oh, I love it. I love it. As you can hear, we have such a killer show today for you. If you have tackle questions, this is the day for you. We have the guru, Doug Curran, the tackle man himself. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing, all kinds of fun, just like that. And man, do we have a cool prize for you today. Today, we are giving away a Sato line winder kit. It has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder that's compatible to line winders that go for much higher, up to $1,000. All of this is coming to you for under $300. It's your best value in a high-tech line winder. You can get one at the Longfin, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, or other selected tackle stores, or better yet, you can win one today by giving us a call on the fan. If you want to join us, best way to do so is 833-288-0973. Always a very popular, very busy show. A $300 value prize going to one lucky caller in that brand new Sato line winder kit. Again, 833-288-0973 is your chance to get through to Doug. Give us a call on the fan this morning. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Tell the touch of my leg, you might see me walk on water.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. I'm not sure if I should just be like letting Doug like bring us, you know, Doug's in the Corey seat and clearly capable of taking us in the show. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be bringing the show back or not.
Well, I'd like to reverse the position here today.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to play host for a minute. You went fishing yesterday and unfortunately didn't connect, but just for the people that maybe haven't done it, I'd like to hear like the pre-planning through the departing, through the run out there, and what the mindset is and what the game plan is and what it really takes. I mean, it's hardcore, but the rewards are the top pinnacle of Southern California sport fishing. So what do you guys do? Like, in, you know, just the chronology and the, you know, the excitement, the exhaustion, what do you guys do?
Yeah, we did. We had a fun trip yesterday, and you're right that a lot goes into being successful on those big ones, which unfortunately yesterday we weren't, but you know, I have a track record of doing pretty good, and a lot of it is condition related, and the wind plays a huge factor in fishing out there. I mean, just like anything, fishing is very important. The most important thing is to be there, and you have to go, and you can't rely on the fact that it's biting or it isn't biting. And
can't catch them from the couch.
That's the biggest thing, yep. Period. Always has been, always will be. But with that said, if you have the luxury of picking a day within the week, you ideally want a day with some wind and not too much, because it's got to be comfortable enough getting out there. You know, we're in 25
sure.
foot, you know, we're in a 25 foot center console, so it has to be comfortable enough to make a 70 mile run, which is a long ways to go. But you still need, you know, all of this fishing is aerial presentation for the most part, whether it be a yummy flyer or now. There's no secret to the game anymore. Like,
no.
Having a fresh, dead, frozen, or even live flyer is how you post serious numbers and really increase your ability of having success with these fish. Can you catch them on a yummy? Absolutely. Can you catch them on a sardine and a mackerel? Of course you can. But if we're being real about it, the way to really get those things, it's with a flyer. There's,
yep.
there's no secret to it. So having the right amount of condition is right. And yesterday was kind of that perfect day for it. The crossing going over in the morning was fantastic and extremely comfortable.
Nice.
Less than 5 knots of wind to go across. And by the middle of the afternoon, which is when that fish, the last few days, the pattern that it's been in has been biting better in the afternoon to the evening, and that's when the wind kind of bumped up to about 8 to 10 knots, enough to get the kite up and flying well, but not so much that it was that it's rough on you.
And is that part of your game, figuring out the pattern ahead of time?
For sure, yeah. I mean, keeping in touch with what's going on, whether it be from buds, going into the tackle store, checking fish dope, you know.
Sure.
All, you know, we utilize, just like everybody should and would, every resource that is available, whether it's your buddies or calling the tackle store and getting your info that way. I mean, everything. Like, everything is important, all the leading ups to it. And so we kind of had that in our back pocket. Very fortunately, you did such a good job in securing a whole bunch of flyers from the shop, so that became less of an issue. Cause,
and how about our supplier? Those are pristine flyers.
God. Oh, my
yeah. God.
Yes. Like, that was... There are a couple of guys that are the kind of the best at catching all that big fish, and they kind of called us and said, "Hey, you know, we're thinking about switching gears." Well, these are very hardcore, extremely professional commercial fishermen. Said,
yes.
"Hey, we're kind of thinking about switching gears, and in addition to catching that big bluefin, we're gonna start supplying flyers. Do you guys think you'd be in?" It was just one of those, like, "From you guys? Are you kidding me?" Like,
yes.
Say the word. And so yeah, the baits that we are now carrying are just
primo.
Yeah. So yep. that was very cool. But yeah, we made the run and get out there, and you just do like you treat it like you would fishing anything else. We are very, very big on visual fishing. Like, eyeball is what we do. We don't have a sonar, but we've got two really good pairs of binoculars. Neil and I each have a pair of Frasers, and we spend a lot of time glassing and assessing the situation and looking for life and looking to see where it is best. And, you know, you try to maximize the amount of time that you have in the most productive area to catch a fish. And fishing with the dead flyer is a little bit interesting, because it takes some time to get that bait up and out and under a kite, and you want to have it in a good area. So you need to decide whether you're going to try and wait until there's a spot of fish that's physically up and showing itself and trying to get it into that, or where a lot of the success is happening is finding an area that it's got some good life and you're seeing fish on the meter come through, you know, in deeper water, and just getting those baits up and floating on the surface and kind of waiting for the bite to come to you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the deal that's going on, at least for those big ones. And then also one of the most important things is when your bite does come is being prepared with it and being prepared with the tackle that it takes, because it's unique right now that there is a lot of 80 to 150 pound fish
right.
that are swimming with 350 pounders, you know, and you can catch an 80 pounder on relatively light tackle, but you can't catch a 350 with it. Like,
no.
If you're going to catch that fish, it's almost like the Hawaiian thing, like, you know, where the reason they fish with 130s is because even though most of the fish that grab a lure is 300 pounds, a 1,300 pounder is swimming with them, and you
yeah.
won't catch the big one unless you're fishing for it.
Yeah, a 20-pound wahoo might jump on you. You're winding
yes.
it in with a 130. Well, same here. You know, if you get a 40-pound bluefin, you're on 130.
That's it. And, you know, so we just spend the most time we can in the glasses and baits. And like I said, we had a day yesterday that I would have bet the farm on putting a couple baits. It was fish caught yesterday. We just sure. swung and missed. And I think it's good to know that too. Like, I like it and am plenty good at it. My boat partner Neil is exceptional at this type of fishing and
yes,
has done great.
Is.
But I just think it's good to know that too. Like, there's a lot of swinging and missing that goes into big fish fishing, and that was our day yesterday. Had our baits into multiple really good spots where you're scratching your head. We brought Travis, who is a great member of our crew at the tackle store,
and a bit of a good luck charm on the day before he goes back to school.
So Travis's last day at the tackle store was the day previous. And he's going back to college in Colorado, and it's been like a tradition that, like, the day before he goes, he's been on the boat, and like the last couple of times he's been, we've had multiple big fish days, you know, multiple cows with
yep.
him on the boat. So yeah, we knew it was
on.
Like, we got to bring a lot of ice, and you know, hey, you go and you miss. We saw plenty of big fish get caught. It was there and it was around, and yesterday was one of the chalk 'em up for dues, but it was it's an amazing fishery and it's really fun. And honestly, you don't need to be an expert at it. If you have fished a little bit and you want to do it, if you came down to the shop between all the boys that do this a lot, I guarantee we could coach anybody into catching one of these big ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's not it takes some unique gear, it takes kites and it takes special rigging and it takes special baits, but all of it is very doable. And honestly, you can get yourself into an area where there's some fish around and get your kite up and get your bait out there and kind of just hanging out waiting for your bite, and there's plenty of fish caught that way. It's a very, very doable fishery.
Now, sure. You have to have the right boat to be safe, and you have to have the mindset that it's a little bit brutal. So tell us, what time did you leave the dock? What time did you get to Clemente? What time did you leave Clemente, and what time did you get to the dock, and what time did you get to bed?
Okay, so knowing that it was a little bit of an afternoon thing, we felt there was no reason to burn ourselves out at an O-dark 30. So we left Lakeside at 8 o'clock. By the time we were done getting ice and getting the boat load and everything else, we probably left the dock at like 9:30.
Okay.
The fish where we were fishing was like up around the west end of the island, but we wanted to check, you know, from desperation. So we started at Pyramid and worked our way all the way up, and probably took us 3 hours by the time we were actually fishing with the bait up there. So a 3 hour run on
okay.
top of that. And then we fished until it was dark, and then there has been some pretty darn good flatfall fishing. There's been some really good flatfall fishing a couple of days,
yeah.
And we weren't about to run 75 miles, and then we sure as heck weren't about to let that fish beat us, knowing that we
no.
hadn't caught one yet. So, and especially my boat partner Neil is a maniac. So we stayed an hour and a half into the dark trying to flatfall one up, and we left it. We were at the west end of the island at 9 o'clock last night, maybe
mm-hmm.
a little bit later, 9:15, and then you know, multiple hours coming back. I think we got back to the dock around 11:30 or so and washed the boat down, and I think I got back to Lakeside about 2:30 in the morning last night.
So you got to be willing to do that to do this game, but the rewards are there's nothing better.
Yeah, there's nothing better.
Nothing that tops that. Except maybe a swordfish.
Yeah, yeah, that's
you know?
A topper for sure. But
you're in the
land where they live. That's how we
that's
got ours
right.
last year. We were doing this almost on this exact date. We were trolling a yummy flyer and saw that thing up and flagging and cast a mackerel at it. And
yep.
Yeah, that's part of it. But yeah, so does it need to be that hardcore? Of course not. But that is kind of what it takes to consistently get those big ones, is putting that kind of time into it. But you could drive out and fish till the afternoon. Clemente's a great place to stay overnight if you have the means
right.
to do so. That's the best way, in my
it
opinion,
is.
To do it, is to leave. Our favorite trip, what we normally do, and had we not had to be back to do the radio show, how we would have done this one, is to leave in like the mid-morning, get yourself over there so you have a full afternoon to fish. Then you have the full period of dark to be able to fish a flatfall. Then you have the next morning to midday to fish. And then you cruise home at a very comfortable time.
Sure.
You get back in the early part of the afternoon. You deal with the boat. You get home. You beat traffic. And, you know, that's our favorite way to do it.
Yep. And then, you know, so then there's that extreme. And now we've thrown into the mix, you know, leave the dock at 6, go out to the 2:30 or the 2:26.
Oh, I love it.
catch a bunch of yellowfin, be home by 2, you know, yeah. Beat the traffic.
Put the clicker on, wait for the clicker to zing out, and yeah,
yep.
I'll tell you, like, multiple runs coming back at 2 a.m. will really make you like yellowfin fishing on the poppers for sure. Well, as you can hear, we've got such a great show. The phones are crazy back. Everybody wants to talk to Doug. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through this morning, 833-288-0973. That's the way you do. So, hey, it's that time again. We got another great, fun Ford remote show coming up. It's our final San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote Broadcast. It's this Saturday, August 31st at El Cajon Ford. It's your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star. It's a fly-down, fly-back trip from Mazatlan in January. It includes round-trip tickets to LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to click on the Alaska Air banner. It's on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, for more details on all the great Alaska Airlines destinations. And you can also win a bunch of other killer prizes, including your own charter on the Blackjack at Adana Landing in Mission Bay. You're going to win an AFTCO and Hydrus full foul weather gear set, a really great prize. We're going to be giving away Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and there's a ton of other great giveaways, too, just for showing up. Hey, check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you Saturday, August 31st at El Cajon Ford. It's at Broadway and Main in El Cajon, and a very, very fun one. Of all our Ford shows that we do. Hey, let's jump into the phones. The phones are packed up. We're going to start it off this morning with Dave, who's called us from Spring Valley. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dave.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Oh, good, Doug. When you guys, Ricky, when you guys were out yesterday, tell me about the leader setup for that flyer.
Yeah, we like to fish heavy leader, like we were saying, big fish fishing. We like 200-pound fluorocarbon. We make a lot of pre-made rigs in the shop. I will say it for sure. I think that our crew is the best in the world at rigging and that kind of stuff. We've got a lot of guys that are very good at it, and we make a kind of a pre-made flying fish leader that is a two-hook rig. It utilizes a J-hook on the forward and a super heavy-duty treble hook in the back. Both are connected with 200-pound, both the line that will connect to your rod and reel and then the line that links the forward and rear hook together. And that's what we do, J-hook and a treble hook. There are a lot of ways to fish that rig and a lot of different theories. Some guys like a big single hook because it's the least amount of hardware in the water and it's very clean. But I will tell you that for whatever reason, those tuna are very good at, we call them picking or blowing up on a flying fish and not getting the hooks. They're experts at it sometimes. So I'm a huge fan of the two-hook rig. The shop will custom make any leader that anybody wants. If you like a different style of hook rig, you want a circle hook up front, you want two J hooks, which is common also, we can and will make anything. My favorite way is that tandem hook rig. J hook forward, treble hook in the back, and I like a couple of big hooks. I like an 11-0 up front and a 5-0 in the back.
You know, I had kind of a fun conversation with Frank Lopresti the other day because, you know, this whole flying fish thing seems all new and innovative,
yeah.
And I said, so I know you guys have done a little of that in the past. So what was your go-to rig? And he said, we just take a couple of those Mustad 20-0 circle hooks and pin them together with some heavy mono and put that thing out. They blow up on it. We catch them all the time. They've been doing that for years.
No, that's what's fun about it.
Under
is,
the kite. You know,
yeah.
Same thing we're doing. But, mono leader and an old Mustad Duratin circle hook.
Cheap 20-0 that
right.
When you get that into them, it's never coming back
no.
out again. Yeah, that is one thing that's been fun for Fisherman's Landing Tackle in these fun years that have happened, whether it be Wahoo or Big Tuna. A lot of things that are relatively new to us on the local scene has been the bread and butter of Fisherman's Landing for
yes.
the last 50 years.
Oh, the yummy flyer.
Because of long-range fishing. Like, most
kite,
all of this
all of
stuff developed on the decks of long-range boats that happen to tie up in your backyard.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. Dave, I hope that answers your question for you. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Sam in Irvine is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Sam. Looks like we might have lost Sam there. So how about we talk to Don? Don's calling from Woodland Hills. Hey, Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Ricky, thank you for sharing all that information. That's a great story, especially for us guys that don't do skiff fishing.
Oh, you got it, buddy. Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Doug and Rick, a question for you. I've become a big fan of Max Quattro. I see a lot of, not a lot of guys, I see some guys using that fluorescent green spectra, and it seems to me that under low light conditions, especially around twilight, early morning, it's really visible. Is there an upside or downside to using that fluorescent from your perspective?
You know, a lot of it is just your mindset, and I don't know that there's an advantage or a disadvantage other than, like you say, the visibility. When we do our marlin trolling, and you've got lines running through the outriggers, and you're trying to keep track, you know, of five lines and then all your bait lines, and then when you hook a fish, you know, trying to see where that fish is, you look at the line, you know, which the clear and the blue might be a little harder to see. So definitely fluorescent line has its place. For whatever reason, in Southern California, white is the go-to. It catches most of the fish that are caught in Southern California and Long Range and Baja and the whole things. Back east, they have a whole different, you know, mindset, and they use orange and fluorescent yellow and green. But I think, you know, if you feel that it's an advantage to you, there's no disadvantage in using it. And like I say, the white is mostly what we use. Inshore, a lot of people will use a darker green, thinking that maybe the line's less visible in that inshore water. But, you know, I use white on everything, and it doesn't seem to make a difference. You know, I like the white, and I think that's what we sell 90% of.
I was going to say, it truly is probably 10 to 1 as far as popularity of sales, and I'll bet, you know, it's an even higher percentage when you ask our sport boats, you know. And if you, Don, you'd mentioned not being a skiff guy, if you do spend a lot of your time on the boats, the crews definitely like to see white spectra the best. It is the easiest for them in tangles and, you know, seeing where lines are and things like that. And I think that for the most part, it's probably a lot of what's in our mind. You know, once you're fishing anything more than about 6 feet of fluorocarbon to your hook, the color of the line probably goes away, you know, as far as what they're seeing and not seeing. But, man, I'm just the same as Doug. I use white just about all the time, just out of principle.
Yep.
Hey, appreciate the phone call very much, Don. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Castman is not going to be joining us today, as he's on a plane going fishing, but the Cast Tours Report is always sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And now the spices and rubs are available right at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Phones are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Doug. If you want to get through, been a busy morning, but there's going to be a lot of opportunities. We're going to take a lot of phone calls today. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only do you get to talk to the tackle guru, you get a chance at winning a Sato line winder kit. How cool is that?
Well, and I'm sure you saw when you got back from Seagrass up on top of the fridge there. We put that line winder in, and he was doing the demonstration and everything. It's a pretty darn cool machine. If you're the kind of person that likes to put your own line, you know, turn on some tunes, go out in the garage and just fill some reels or watch the Padres or whatever, you know, and fill your own reels. It's we use professional grade machines that are, you know, top that you can,
yeah,
you could ever use. And his machine is pretty darn amazing. You do have to add a half inch, you know, high power drill.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, a lot of guys have that in their garage anyway. And it's got a variable speed foot pedal and all the adjustments. He's got a spinning reel attachment that you can use. It's just a really cool machine.
It really is. It's a cool kit. And like you say, if you don't win it, you could come to the shop and buy one.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, you can get the kit for $300 is very cool.
Right. And what you mean by the kit is it doesn't come with the wood base. It comes with a template. And you go to Home Depot,
yeah,
buy your wood, and then, you know, you drill the holes in the appropriate places and put it all together. But any semi-do-it-yourselfer could do that in hour.
Yeah, it's an easy kit to put together and really cool to have the ability of having,
yep,
a motorized line winder that doesn't take up a ton of space,
right,
at your house. It's,
yep,
pretty darn cool. And somebody's going to win one today, win one again today. So if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Doug, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to you. Want to remind you, this portion of the show, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And, you know, you kind of earlier talked about...
I was on there this morning.
You talked about
such a weirdo.
Game plan and preparation for going fishing. I do not. This has nothing to do with any plug for Terrafin.
Nope.
I do not
ever
go without hopping on Terrafin,
nope,
and look at taking a peek at the temperature chart. Ever. I mean,
if like you're talking about patterns, if the fish are in 68 degree water and, you know, you're in a crowded area and you can find some 68 degree water 3 miles up the line,
dude,
why wouldn't you?
Totally.
You know?
Absolutely. Or you go to the area where it was and now it isn't.
Yes.
You've got that in your back pocket knowing, okay, well, this was the water that was in,
exactly,
and everybody came to these numbers because that's where you start. You know, you,
yep,
start where they left off, but they're fish and they moved, and you now have a map that shows you the water that they were in. I mean,
yes,
your highest probability is following that water.
Yeah, where did that piece of water
that's
go?
That's what the fish did, yeah.
Terrafin
is an awesome service, and if you're not a subscriber, it is the least amount of money spend on something that will pay high dividends back for sure.
Yep.
Well, hey, phones are packed. We got Sam and Irvine back on the line. What's up, Sam? Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, two things, actually. I was just going to ask about the Terramar, but before I ask about a Terramar, what do those flying fish cost?
They're $34 and worth every penny.
Yeah.
All it takes is one bite. It's a lot of money for a bait, but when you think of what it would take you to go out and spend the hours to catch, you know, four or five of those things, it just doesn't make sense not to go with, you know, whatever number you deem is appropriate. If you go on a regular basis, probably taking 10 is a good idea. You probably have some left over, you know, and then you resupplement back up to the 10 for the next trip. If you're going to go on one trip, I would never go with less than 4.
Yeah.
And that can be dangerous. If you get 2 or 3 bites and they don't stick and, you know, your flyer gets mangled, you're going to be You're going to be bumming.
We talked about that all day yesterday. They're not cheap, but the ability to catch them is very difficult. Oh. They are scooped with a net one at a time. Like, that's how they're made. You know,
in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So.
In the middle of the night in very shallow water at San Clemente Island. You know what I mean? Like, the process of getting them is more than I'm willing to put my boat at risk for. I don't know that island nearly enough to be driving around in shallow water in the dark. I wish I did, or I'd go make them myself, but I don't. And,
yep.
And you nailed it best. Like, having a handful of them is very important, because you do, you know, we keep them wrapped up, we keep them in the ice, we refreeze them, you know, all the time, what we go through. But, you know, you go through a couple bites, it don't stick. I mean, you said it best. And the investment that we're making in our time and our fuel and our effort, it's a much smaller portion than what we would be. But
I mean, you think, you know, a 30-foot boat goes to the bait receiver and buys, you know, four scoops of bait. And what is that, you know, flirting with a couple hundred bucks?
Same.
You know, it's not that different.
Yeah, same difference for sure. But, yeah, 34 bucks, Sam.
Right. And then my other question about the, you know, casting jigs, it's kind of hard on party boats with a 9- and 10-footer, though I do it. But I was thinking that Terramar MH, about an 8-footer, would that be a good jig stick or is it not?
Well, jig sticks take on different meanings depending upon the conditions. And if you're throwing a Colt Sniper, which weighs, you know, 3, 4, 5 ounces and has no drag and wind resistance, you can get away with an 8-foot rod offshore because that jig's going to be fished more vertical. But if you're talking a true jig stick where you're going to throw a surface iron, you really are not.
You're talking a Tatty 45, 7X, something like that.
Something that weighs 2.5 ounces and has a lot of wind resistance and it's going to be fished on the surface, so the entire amount of distance you're going to fish is how far you can cast, and a 9 or 10 foot jig stick is an absolute, you know, necessity to really be in the game. And you just have to work out, there are places on every party boat that you can cast a full, as hard as you want to throw it, cast. The bow is certainly one area, but, you know, you've just got to watch the flow of people and make sure that you watch your jig, not the water. The old thing they always say, you're going to hit the water, you know, don't snag somebody, but, you know, you'll be able to find places where you can drop your jig down, you know, from the tip down to almost equal with the reel and get a full cast without hitting anything. Between the house and the bait tank is the other place. You got to watch people going in and out of the galley so you don't snag somebody that just got their hamburger, but, you know, you can definitely do full power casts on any sport boat in San Diego.
And I think that you nailed it best. The way you get a bite with that lure is turns of the handle of that thing swimming back to the boat. And the more distance that you can apply to that is a measure of success. The distance you can apply to it and the ability to hit a spot, and if the spot is farther away, casting distance is everything. You know, surface iron rods are a casting tool. They're not a fish fighting tool by any means.
Nope.
But they're made for one thing, and that's to cast a long ways. And you just, how you achieve distance is by the length of that rod. Like that will make a big difference.
Yeah, and even this bluefin that we're talking about, you can put a 2-speed lever drag reel on there, like a Talica 12 or something like that, and fight an 80-pound tuna or 100-pound plus tuna. But still, a 9 or 10-foot jig rod is going to get you more bites. And then, you lay it on the rail, you point the rod at the fish while you're fighting it. You know, you make do fighting the fish, but you got to get the hook up first.
There's a lot of advancements that have happened in jig rods, too, over the last few years. You know, in previous time, I would have never, ever bought a rod to cast a jig that had graphite in it. You know, the old word, graphite's too fast recoiling, it's too snappy, you'll line drive all your jigs all the time. Graphite in a rod is fantastic for fighting a fish. It's got much better lifting power. You can put a bend in that rod, and it wants to become straight more than a glass rod does. It's not as spongy. But now there are a lot of rods, especially when you start talking about fighting potentially tuna and fish that are bigger, where you can still get a fantastic casting rod, but you have the advantage in both weight and fish fighting power with some graphite.
Yep. Exactly. Well said.
Yeah, for sure. Sam, I hope that works out for you. And like I said, if you're really wanting a jig rod, it's just a longer rod. That's just part of it. You know?
It is. And, you know, when you're in the tackle store and you pick up a 10-foot rod, you go, I could never cast this rod. This is way too long. Take it outside. It's really not that long. You know, guys come in all the time. Well, I've got a a 25-foot center console. Well, I got a 23-footer, and I have no problem. I mean, I got a big, giant T-top on there. You'll work it out, but you have to, if you're going to add that element of fishing into your game, which everybody needs to, you just got to learn to deal with that. And it's like going to the driving range with your driver, eventually you get it down.
Take an 8-foot rod to swap to a 9-footer, it's like adding one sheet of paper to it. You know what I mean? It's just not that much.
No.
It's not that big of a deal to deal with and store. And I hear people all the time try to make it a bigger deal than it is, and it just isn't. And if you really want to increase your success in that world, the rod is a huge part of it. In that type of fishing, the rod is probably more important than anything else.
Well, and people are talking about, I can't fit it in my car. I've got a small car. You'd be surprised going caddy corner from the passenger seat to the back, how long of a rod you can put in. And now that Terramar 10-foot has a butt. It's a two-piece rod. The butt will come out, which reduces the overall length by about 2 feet for traveling
Great
and storing.
Call. Yeah.
And then you get on your boat, you pop the butt on there, and you got a 10-foot rod.
I thought that was such a good idea. It's a two-piece rod, but instead of, breaking in the middle of the rod where you're used to your two-piece rods breaking, it breaks at the handle, which is the part of the rod that doesn't bend anyway. So it's never affecting the bend or the, how the rod fishes.
No.
Because where it breaks is a piece that stays straight anyways. I thought that was such a good call.
Yeah,
that was
very, very ingenious.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, phones are packed back up. We're going to jump right back into them. We're going to talk to Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. What's up, Doug?
Hey, good morning, Doug. You've got a good name there, buddy.
You got a good name too, Doug. Oh, you're great.
I had to get it in first today.
Good luck.
I was wondering about fishing for spotted bay bass and surf fishing. What would be the best rod, graphite or fiberglass, or does it really matter anymore?
I definitely have pretty much used all graphite rods in the last three decades for, light line and, throwing small, little swim baits, or if you're going to do, that type of thing for the spotties. Now, for the surf fishing, I could see if you're going to use a natural bait, like a sand crab or something like that, where you might want a little slower tape or something that's not going to flick your bait off. I'm not all that experienced in the surf realm, but...
But you do a lot of spotty fishing as of late.
Yeah.
And you and Caden, that's a granddad and grandson favorite, I know, of yours.
Well, my granddaughter's got into it now. When are we going fishing again? So she's all stoked on it. But, yeah, it's the same thing that it is with... We were just talking about the jig sticks. If you want a longer cast, you go to a longer rod. If, we fish in a boat and don't have to make as long a cast for the spotties, so we usually use a 7-foot rod. A little spinning rod is good with 6-pound test. And, if guys are throwing, spinner baits and that kind of thing, you can use Spectra, maybe 20-pound or even 30-pound, and, or a little heavier mono, that kind of thing. But definitely the graphite probably is a better casting tool for any artificials. I could see where maybe some fiberglass applications could play in, but we were talking about the jig sticks. There are composite and graphite rods now that have characteristics casting that are a little more noodly that don't flick your baits off. So I could see where you probably just stick with graphite for most of that.
And I think that the options of lighter all fiberglass rods are probably harder to find. I mean,
almost impossible.
Yeah, composite is definitely where the world is going, so that it's a harder rod to find. But I think very, very well answered, Doug. Appreciate the phone call very much. I hope that answered your question for you. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Another full hour coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego.
A radio.com sports station.
This is Skip Schumacher from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Line drive, base hit. The throw will go to second. The ball game. It's tied.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trix 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trix reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trix Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.